You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Welcome back to Various Artists. ArtSpace's yearly group exhibition, This is the House That Jack Built, is currently on, featuring artists Andy Butler, Kerry Dean, Sarah Gomez, Ming Ranganui, Ashley Taupaki, and X and Y. The exhibition brings together a 50-year arc of works from local and international artists to answer the annual question of, do I need territory? Through film, sculpture, and site-specific drawings, the artists explore the complexity of dynamic geopolitical conditions, asking the audience to confront its perceptions of value, class, labor, and ownership in present-day late capitalism. I spoke to Kaitohu director Ruth Buchanan and one of the artists in the show, Ashley Taupaki, about the themes of the show and Taupaki's work. This exhibition brings together a 50-year arc of works from local and international artists. What was the process for selecting artists for this show, Ruth?
I guess, like, ArtSpace Aotearoa, we were founded in 1987 to bring sort of additive value to the contemporary art discourse here in Tamaki Makaurau. And so a lot of that focus since our founding has been on acting as a bridge between what's happening here locally and what's happening in international conversation as well. So in terms of building this particular exhibition, that conversation between Aotearoa and the wider contemporary art discourse was front of mind, as well as that intergenerational impulse. As you mentioned, there is a 50-year arc of work on show, and that was really important to me, to bring in that texture of diversity. And I guess the way we select or build shows is a lot to do with intuition, what we feel like might feel resonant and urgent to look at now. And a big part of it for me is also enabling new connections to be made. You know, Sarah Gomez, the Afro-Cuban filmmaker who we're showing her piece Mia Porte, My Contribution, seminal filmmaker, but hasn't been seen in the Aotearoa context before. And for me, it feels always really exciting to have that kind of piece then, in conversation with Ashley Taupaki, her work was made in the gallery. And that's an exciting thing that we can't predict exactly how it will play out. So, yeah, the selection is always, it's dynamic and considering multiple factors.
And This is the House That Jack Built asks the question, do I need territory? This is ArtSpace's timely annual question. How does asking this fit into today's political climate?
Yeah, I mean, it's a great question, Sophia. I think our annual questions, which act as our anchor for our whole program over the calendar year, they are big questions, they're necessary questions, and we've certainly found that in their sort of large necessariness, I don't know if that's a word, they do have the capacity to really bring the world into the gallery in quite an amazing way. You know, we set this question in April of last year, and of course we couldn't have predicted the ongoing erosion to human dignity in occupied Gaza. We couldn't have predicted the fast track approvals bill, being pushed through by our new government. We couldn't have predicted the threats to Te Tiriti that are happening also. So I do think the question is one at a big scale we need to consider, but also in our daily life, do I need territory also means, will I give up my seat on the bus for a hapu woman? There's all sorts of different scales to consider the question. And I think that's what makes these big necessary questions exciting to spend a year with.
Totally. And as you say, it is a big question. What are some of the themes that the artists have explored in their work in this exhibition then?
I guess this particular exhibition, we wanted to hone in on the way the questions of territory sort of ask us to consider value. where we experience being valued as humans in the world, and where we recognize others as contributing value. So the way this exhibition considers the question, again, it's from a number of different perspectives. For example, with the Sara Gomez piece, that film really explores the way women played a particular role in the Cuban Revolution, and some of the limits that were sort of set up there through the patriarchal nature of that particular society. So I guess for us, it's not so much that the artists respond to the theme, but it's more that the question provides a lens onto which we can go to their work as audience members.
Yeah, and that kind of brings me to you, Ashley, now. I wanted to ask about your work in the show. How does your work, I mean, you're not directly responding to this question, but what are some of the themes that your work addresses in this show then?
My work is kind of always about another place, and it's a place that I belong to. It's a place that my people belong to. I'm from the Hauraki region, and I always just implicitly bringing that into another space every time, whether that be through narrative or a historical event like I'm doing here, or just pieces of the land itself. And for this work, I've created a score for a play, and the themes there are about resistance and freedom and what it means to be a collective within those ideas. And I think because I haven't written a play, I've created a score for a play that removes like the authoritative nature of a director, and it allows people to kind of step into these roles in a way that is more free. It isn't me telling you these are your lines. It's more like this is how you could breathe, or you could move, or you could respond to this narrative. Yeah.
Tell me a little bit more about this work. Ruth was saying that it was created in this space. Tell me a little bit more about your creative process for this piece.
I think for this work, I've brought a lot of the mind mapping drawing that I do on the regular to the forefront. So I usually have a notebook that I use to arrange ideas in the form of a mind map or diagrams, and it's usually kept in that book. But here I've just completely drawn it straight onto a wall, just, yeah, making it way larger than it's ever been. One half of the work is a whakapapa chart, where I've included the usual linear configuration of a family tree, and it's very human-centric. And then next to it is a more dynamic chart, which includes natural processes, like I relate directly to a wetland or a fish or a bird, as well as these human ancestors. So that's one half, and that's fully diagrammatic. And the other is, I guess it has the visual, like a visual reference to like a scientific sketchbook, notebook, or a game plan. Diagram, diagrams, like it's purely diagrammatic, and that is the score to the play.
And what was so exciting, I think, as well, Sophia, about the process for us working with Ashley was exactly looking at that scale moment. So as Ashley describes, the works generally come from this really intimate space of a notebook, and that's what's remarkable about them in the gallery. They still have that intimate address, but they claim so much of our gallery space, which is just wonderful seeing someone like Ashley, you know, mark the territory, like fill up the gallery in the way that makes sense for them, or for, you know, for you, Ashley, and like just taking space in that way. It was really exciting to see, and just the detailed nature of the drawings.
Beautiful. Yeah, and this show asks the audience to confront its perceptions of value, class, labour, ownership, etc., to kind of get the audience thinking about the state of our world. Ashley, I guess for you, what do you hope the audience takes away from your work?
I guess what I've always been trying to do is get people to become aware of the use and the function of language, and I guess, this methodical way that the Crown has used it in this work. The Crown is the clear antagonist of the story, and that's only because I've used the historic accuracies of the text and filled in the gaps of the story through breath and gesture and movement and added a human element to it so it becomes more accessible or emotive, or it becomes real and in some ways more embodied and Māori. You can't really imagine what a person is going through when their land is being surveyed and stolen unless you think about them in that position at that time. It's very different reading the story than being there. Yeah, I think that's what I'm trying to get across.
That was ArtSpace director Ruth Buchanan and artist Ashley Topaki speaking to me about This is the House That Jack Built, ArtSpace's yearly group exhibition on now until the 5th of October.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.